So let's review. Kisheres isha mafteach chaluka v'chutei svacha. A woman may tie the straps on her shirt and her hat on Shabbos, since they are only temporary knots. The Gemara explains the chiddush of each of these halachas. Mafteach chaluka teaches that even in the case where there are two knots on her shirt, and she can remove the shirt by just untying one of them, we might think to forbid tying the shirt because she will not bother to untie both knots and leave one knot tied over a longer period of time, which would make it a kesher shakayama. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah teaches, nevertheless, she's allowed to tie both knots because we assume she will generally untie both knots. The same reasoning applies to the following cases. Chutei Svacha teaches that a lady's hat that is tied somewhat loose so that she is able to remove it without untying the knot, nevertheless, she may tie it and we are not concerned that it will become a permanent knot. At the end of the daf, the Gemara offers similar explanations as to why you may tie knots on wine and oil flasks, on pots of meat, and on ropes to hold animals in. The Mishnah also allowed ritzuas minol besandal, tying straps of shoes and sandals. The Gemara presents three brises which seem to contradict each other. And the Gemara explains that there really is no contradiction between the brises. With regard to shoes, the brise that says there is a chiyav chatas is speaking about knots made by the shoemaker, which is meant to be permanent. The brise that says it is asa b'drabbanan is speaking about knots on the shoes of the rabbanan that are tied pretty loosely, so the shoes can be removed without tying or untying. The price that says it is mutter speaks of knots of b'nei mechuzah, who would tie their shoes very tightly, and therefore would need to untie them every night when they remove their shoes, similar to our shoes. With regard to sandals, the price that says chayev chatos is speaking of the knots on sandals made by shoemakers for Arabian merchants, which were made to last. Patabal aser, but the chumar to the katri inu. The brayse that says patabal also speaks about knots on sandals made by the person who wears them, not by professional shoemakers, which only lasted for a week or so. The brayse which says mutter, that it's permissible, is speaking of a case where the knots need to constantly be adjusted because the sandals are sheared by two people, as Abaye passed in Rabbi Yehuda, who sheared his sandals with his child. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yirmi have a ka'ozl basred rebavo b'karmelis, if secret to disandoli. Rabbi Yirmi was walking with Rabbi Avo in a karmelis, and the strap of his sandal snapped. Rabbi Avo did not consider the sandal mukta and permitted Rabbi Yirmi to wear them by using a wet reed. However, in a similar story, where the strap of Abaye's sandal snapped in the chutzah of Rabbi Yosef did not allow Abaye to touch them because he considered the sandal to now be mukta, just like any clay that breaks on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that everybody agrees it should be mukta. However, hasam le minter. In the case of Rabbi Yirmiya, it was allowed because it took place in the Karmelis, where the sandal is not protected, and we waive the isra mukta to save the owner from losing his sandal. Hacha minter. Here in Abaye's case, it was not allowed because it happened in the courtyard, which is a protected place. The Gemara points out that even though a sandal with a broken outer strap is usable by switching it to the other foot, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the sandal is considered mukta. Although we will later bring a statement that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we conclude, Amaroninu ba'libud Rabbi Yochanan. It is a machlokes amaram what Rabbi Yochanan held. Tanya, sandal shenifziku shtei ozna. If both the inner and the outer straps of a sandal snap, if it was previously tamei, it is now tar, because the sandal loses its status of a keli. If only one side snapped, the chacham hold that it is still tamei because it can still be worn on the other foot. However, Yehuda holds that if the outside strap snapped, then it loses its status as a sandal and is now tar. But if only if the inside strap broke, it retains the tumah because it still has the status of a kli. Rabbi Yochanan points out that just like Rabbi Yehuda no longer considers it a sandal with respect to the halachas of tumah, kach lein Shabbos, it will also not be considered kli with respect to Shabbos and would be mukta. The Gemara concludes that v'chein l'chalitza, even with respect to chalitza, it will not be considered shoe anymore and cannot be used for chalitza. Although Rabbi Yochanan generally passes like a stam mishnah, and we have a stam mishnah that implies that only if only the outer strap broke, it is still considered kli and would be tamei and not mukta, that mishnah must be speaking about a sandal that had at least two outer straps and two inner straps to begin with. It's not awesome. Kol kli bali batim shiurim kirimoinim. The Mishnah says that kli bali batim, a privately owned pot, loses its tumah if it developed a hole large enough for a pomegranate to fall out of it. Boy chizkiah. Nikiv Kameitzi Zayis V'Sasman. V'chaz of a Nikiv Kameitzi Zayis V'Sasman. Chizkiya asked about a kli that keeps developing smaller holes, which are immediately patched, but the combination of all those holes equal or exceed the size of a pomegranate. Would this kli also lose its tumah status? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shanisalonu. Rabbi Yochanan answered this question based on the Mishnah that if a sandal strap broke and was repaired, and then the second strap broke and was repaired, the sandal loses its tumah status since both straps had broken at some point, because we say pon chadash is bolakan. The sandal is an entirely remade kli with a new status. Similarly, the kli that went through several minor repairs to the point that much of it is new would be considered pon chadash is bolakan, a new kli without any of the old tumah. Kariyale less than barinish. Chizkiya was so impressed by Rabbi Yochanan's answer that he gave him a great compliment, that he is not human, Rashi adds, El Malach, but an angel, or Ikadami Kugoin Dein Bar Inish. He is the epitome of a human being. This corresponds to the general attitude that we have toward greater people of an earlier generation when we say, Imishoinim B'nei Malachim, Onim B'nei Anoshim, Imishoinim B'nei Anoshim, Onim Kechamar. If earlier generations were sons of angels, we are sons of men. If they were sons of men, we are like donkeys. And not even like the donkeys of those great tzaddikim, but like ordinary donkeys.